While Taylor Swift was performing in Miami, Ivanka Trump was spotted in the audience. Sources told People that the daughter of former President Donald Trump attended the concert with her 13-year-old daughter, Arabella, and some friends over the weekend. Ivanka was seen in the crowd shortly after her father publicly declared, "I hate Taylor Swift," in response to Swift endorsing Kamala Harris. Ivanka Trump spotted at Taylor Swift's Eras tour. "It looks like presidential nominee Trump's granddaughter is a huge Taylor Swift fan, and Ivanka took her to see the singer at the concert in Hard Rock Stadium." Earlier, Ivanka shared a photo on Instagram of a cake decorated with lyrics from Blank Space for her daughter's birthday. She captioned it, "Best cake for my favorite Swiftie," and the cake resembled the one featured in the music video. But what happened that prompted Trump to declare this? Former US President Donald Trump slammed singer Taylor Swift days after she endorsed his presidential rival and vice president, Kamala Harris. In a strongly worded post, Trump said he hates the pop star. "I hate Taylor Swift," he said on Truth Social on Sunday. Taylor Swift came in support of Vice President Kamala Harris the day she sparred off Trump in a presidential debate organized by ABC News. "I will be casting my vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in the 2024 presidential election," Swift said. She took to Instagram and penned a lengthy note. The note stated, "Like many of you, I watched the debate tonight. If you haven't already, now is a great time to do your research on the issues at hand and the stances these candidates take on the topics that matter to you the most. As a voter, I make sure to watch and read everything I can about their proposed policies and plans for this country." Kamala Harris was nominated as the Democratic nominee after President Joe Biden quit the presidential race amid mounting concerns over his age, particularly after his poor show in the debate with Donald Trump in June. She is the first female, first Black, and first Asian American vice president. If elected president, the 59-year-old Harris would become the first woman in history to become the U.S. president. The vice president is only the second woman ever nominated for the presidency by a major political party, with inputs from ANI.